We're up to Sifcha Vez, the last page in your copies. All right, last week we used the large copies. I don't know. You have to ask David. Okay. A Sifcha Vez is a page out of Nach, and it seems to be a Davar Pella that the Shulchan Aruch would bring it. It says Mutal Luvais Beribis Mnei Pikuach Nefesh. Well, be the Shaila. It's a bit of a Pella. The Shulchan Aruch says you're allowed to lend borrow beribis rather because of pikuach nefashis. That seems to be. Someone's going to die. If not food to eat or food for a surgery or whatever it might be. It's even mutter to steal for pikuach nefashis. What's the chiddush that it's mutter to borrow beribis? Let's see Taz Chaf Aleph. So the only way out to say that mutaluvais beribis letzar pekrach nefesh would be how maybe the chiddush is that you're allowed to pay
after you save.
In other words, let's say somebody has to someone has to have surgery and he can't afford it, so he has to borrow. No one's willing to lend the money, so he's going to borrow beribis in order to have a surgery. So he borrows and he promises ribis. He has a surgery, he saves. Now is he allowed to pay the ribis?
He borrowed from the mafias.
In that case, it's not shaila.
He borrowed again.
But he's going to pay the yid the ribis. He borrowed the ribis. The other yid is not allowed to do it. The other yid's a rush. He's not allowed to do the whole thing. That's for sure. The question is the Shulchan Aruch telling us that he's allowed to pay at the end of the day? I mean, that's what's saying to us. There's a lot of pay at the end of the day, but that's too much of a chiddush. Maybe. Why? But Pashtus, you're not allowed to pay back. In the Bris Yehuda, he writes that you're not allowed to pay back. You're allowed to borrow beribis. You're not pay it back.
Don't pay back.
Don't what? Right, so he's allowed to borrow beribis. But why is paying pikuach nefashis? Who, the malva? The malva's allowed? No. But the malva has no heter. The malva has no heter, only the life. We'll discuss this after the Taz. Let's see the Taz Chaf Aleph. As I said, this comes from Navi, this comes from Nach. The Taz brings Beis Yosef Kasekei B'Shem Taisis Perek Beis Davai Dezara V'raya B'Mashem Betzino B'Aivadya. We find the Navi Aivadya Shalava Me'Yahirim Ben Achav B'Ribis, who borrowed from Yahirim the son of Achav B'Ribis K'dei L'Farnes HaNaviim Shenichbu B'Ma'ara, to pay to feed the Naviim who are hidden in the caves, in the two caves, Ma'ara. So what does that mean? That as many of you know, Achav was a Rasha, and he set out to kill the Nevi'ei Yisrael. His wife Izebel brought the Baal into Klal Yisrael. He set out to kill them. So Avadia hid 100 Nevi'im in 2 Ma'arais, and he had to feed them. How's he going to feed them? So he went to Yehoram, the son of Achav, and borrowed money by Ribis in order to be able to have money to feed them. What was the end of the story if Avadya died? So that's the Haftarah that brings the Nais of Elisha with the Pachei HaShemen, where the Naishim came to take her children away because she owed money. So that's the incident in Nach. So he brings Mitzarech Loimah the Kamayri Gabke Kai Gavna Shein Adam Kasha writes La Havis Bechina. It must be talking in such a case where an Adam Kasha is not willing to lend for free. Rakesh Yisrael Rasha Echa Chereitz La Havis Beribis Motelikach Mimenu Avah Beribis Mdei Pikuach Nefesh. Is there such a case where he's allowed to take from him? There's some copies at the end of the table. Because of Pukov Tefashis. Avamalva Pshita Shoisa Isser. The lender, he's Zichah doing an Isser. The Mapikuach Tefashia Shloit, Sarkli Chesmeribis. Adraba, Mutal Alav Lahavis Bechidam, Shnevelay Saman Adam Reyacha. Kamashi Shai Swachi Avam Batsalah Se Kainukai. The Melee Kapikuach Tefash. Element Sashuayna writes the Lavis Bechidam. Really, the lender is obligated to lend, and he would have to lend Bechidam. And therefore, when Yehoram did it, he did it by Isser. Ve'ilu may be Yehoram shebemes also came by Avera. You kill her from Yehoram because he did an Avera. She's from Amoha. You come as Kosta Taisa Shab. Kein Eloi Hoya Baal HaShulchan. Now, he is the Kasha. If Kein Eloi Hoya La Baal HaShulchan Aruch, look why is that Mish Shulchan Aruch? So why is this the Shulchan Aruch? Why do we have it here? Mitzad HaMalva Hu Yesh Bemes Isser. If it's the lender, he's not allowed to do it. Mitzad HaLoiva, and if you're worried about the borrower pshita, I mean, look at Dovah Shai, maybe you pick up the fish. I, why did Tosis write it? Tosis, because who came, like, oh, little, little, I shum chidish. Tosis didn't come to tell us the chidish in Ilchus Ribis. And the Kosmu, Derech, Tiritz, Abba Shehikshu, Lama Dosh, and if I knew the Ribis, the Yisrael Mumber. Boy, Yisahu. Tosis coming to Yitzhak Shad in the Gemara, that says, if I owed money for Ribis, why did he do it? So he's coming to explain the circumstances. But because the Rishon come to test, the Divrei Rabash hit the Besam of Biskei Akol Tzar Gadol Bukach Nefesh. The Irish came. They carry on the Rosh. She writes it Dafka Beribis. Like Kaiser Shatayim Bedav of Ayrish. She got the Malva Yeshet the Cholil La Leiber came. So those who want to answer the Bechaber, that the Bechaber is saying that the Chiddush is that the Malva is allowed to lend Beribis and it's Bukach Nefesh is. So Zok Tetaz, it's not true. The Malva has no Heter. The Malva is obligated to lend for free. So Mimela, the Taz blinds in Tzarechian, why the Mechaber brings this halacha. So this is the Tzarechian.
You always find that,
but there should be some sort of a chiddush in
it. I'm speaking about it.
Okay, I haven't been a teretz, so I'm going to tell you. Again, unless the teretz will be that you're allowed to pay afterwards, but that also needs a hazard. Because they were going to steal her kids.
Yeah, yeah.
They were going to take her kids away. So she paid. Now, what? Now you have to know a side idea. I may have mentioned this in the past. Let's say I keep the laws of Ribbis. I'm not Oivar Ribbis, but yeah. I said let's say. But I'm lending someone money. I know this fellow. He's borrowing from 20 people, and everyone's going to pressure him to pay. Who's he going to pay first? So I figure, listen, let me make a contract with him that says he's got to pay me 20% ribbis. And when he comes to pay, he'll pay me first, because he doesn't want to pay 20% ribbis. Now, I'm not going to take the ribbis. As soon as he pays me my keren, I'll say goodbye. I'm not taking any more. But I want to do it as a means of pressuring him to pay me or to pay me first. So am I allowed to sign a contract for ribbis that with no intention of it ever coming with a govina, meaning no intention of ever collecting? What? So it says in Torah, it says simun olai nesher. However, there is a machloikis, the Bach, and the Shar Mishpat. If sima shaloi bali de govina is also, if simun is an iser, even with no intention of collecting, if that's an isser or if it's not an isser, and it's a very nagel halacha, and people very often want to do these types of contracts, and the question is this: if we're going to want to bail out the mechaber and say, why is he bringing mutal v'sermizis pikuach nefesh? Why is he saying it? Because he's saying that at the end of the day, you're allowed to collect. At the end of the day, you're allowed to collect. That's the chiddush. Since the fascists, you had a heter to do the loan. So at the end, well, the malva is a rasha, but the loiva is allowed to pay. Even later, it's not because of the fascists. What's our other choice? Our other choice is to say, at the end, you're not allowed to collect. That's what the Brisyuna says. At the end, you're not allowed to collect. So I have a problem. If at the end, you're not allowed to collect, so Bishlama, if you hold, Sima is Aser, even if you never intend to pay. All right. So you could learn the Mechaber as saying a Chiddush. But let's say you go with the Shita that Sima Shaloi Boli De Govaina is Mutter. I think that's the Shar Mishpat Shita. That if I make a contract to pay ribbis, and I don't intend to ever pay the ribbis, or I make this to collect ribbis, I don't intend to, that's Mutter, then this Mechaber is double Pella. One Kasha is, because Nefesh, everything's Mutter. The second Kasha is, well, the Bris Yehuda says at the end of the day you're not allowed to pay it. You're not allowed to pay the ribbis. So the Mechaber is saying that for Bekoch Nefashis you could do a Sima, you can make up to pay ribbis, even if you don't intend to at the end, to do it at the end. But that's mutter anyway, like the Shara Mishpat. I'm always allowed to do a Sima Shaloi Boli De Govaina. I'm always allowed to make up to pay ribbis if I never end up collecting. Well, it's double shver. What's the chiddush? What? The laiva, the same is the laisa sima. The laisa sima is a malva, the laiva, on the edim, on everybody. What? By ribbis deraisa, they're all over laisa sima. We said that by ribbis derabanan, rabbanan were on guys only on the malva, not on the laiva, and the laiva it's only lifnei even. But here it means ribbis deraisa is motiv kach nefesh. So here, according to Shara Mishpat, it's really shver, unless the Shara Mishpat will have to say. I have no choice. He has to say the chiddush is you can do it and you can pay at the end. The chiddush you can pay at the end, so both kashas are answered. It's taka chiddush that I could make up to pay ribbis and I could pay it at the end. Yeah, because once the I'd have to borrow because the pashas I could pay. But we want to be loyal debt. You mean next time it's because nefesh she's not going to do it.
You won't find the rush.
If you said a loiva is allowed to pay him, if you're going to say that it's sort of hutra, b'koch nefesh, and it's already mutter even to pay, then he should be allowed to collect the bezin. I just don't understand the svara why he should be allowed to pay at the end. Because b'koch nefesh is pashtus, it's hutra. I can believe I do it because the fascist is still not there. I believe I do it because the fascist.
The laiva can always borrow all that not to pay that.
You're never allowed to draw a contract with no intention of fulfilling it. That's awesome. You're not allowed to go and make a contract and have no intention of even the ribbis part. For course, the fascist, you're allowed to do it. But I'm not allowed to go to a Jew, make arrangements for a loan for ribbis, with the intention of going later to Bez and saying, you know, what can I do? I can't pay the ribbis. You know, that person is not allowed to do.
There's no extra
kasha
on the Shara Mishpat. It's the same
pikuach nefesh heter. No, that's why I'm saying, because Shara Mishpat, the chiddush would have to be that you could actually pay at the end. Shara Mishpat would have to, that's a chiddush. You're allowed to pay at the time you're paying, there's no pikuach nefesh.
No, but even in the beginning, you were talking about that not to
be. At the beginning.
I don't make a loan for ribbit.
If it's because the fascist, it's pashut you're allowed to. I understand, but the kasha that it's pashut, it's mutter, will be answered if we understand the chiddush of the Shulchan Aruch is that at the end you're actually allowed to fulfill it and pay it. If that's the chiddush, so that answers all the questions. Just the chiddush sounds like a very big chiddush that you're allowed to. So we have something of an issue. The Beis Lechem Yehuda tries to answer it. I don't know. Maybe somebody has a print. I didn't understand. You see the Beis Lechem Yehuda on the right, on Simchav Beis. He says he sounds like he's saying a teretz, but I don't get it. B'day pikuach nefesh, ayin tasev kadochav aleph, mashe hiksha, lo mehevi ashochan artin ze, ayin sham. V'li nere. Now somebody help me with this. Maybe Mark, maybe your shochan arch has more words than mine. V'li nere di eshchidish adin, av she yochal uveis merevi kechavim. Rakshem emaher lasais ilva mi Yisrael, deshi abtuach bevadai. He can borrow from a guy b'pikuach nefashis. He's going to a yid because the yid is more reliable. That'll do it. Have amina shaloi v'chayiv mishum lifneiver. Kamash v'lon de'enechayiv. So what's he saying? What's the chiddush? He really can do it beheter. He can go to a bank and get a loan for ribbis. So now he's going to a Jew. Chiddush is he can go to a Jew. Well, what's the case? He should go to a guy. You can say, because it's the fascist. If he goes to the guy doesn't come through, the person will die. There's vital poshut, you could go to a yid. What?
He has a timeless.
So it's because the fascist to rely on the guy?
Yes.
So it's poshut, you could go to a yid. Suffolk, the fascist, the same as Vaday.
It was less complicated.
It's a pikuach nefesh problem to go to the guy. Same as pikuach nefesh, suffering pikuach nefesh. So I have the same kash, it's pshita that you're allowed to go to a yid. That's hard to understand where, now if it's hutra lagamri, I can understand you go to a yid, even if the guy you'll end up. Just more convenient. So that's taka very bechidish, that it's sort of hutra. So it's pretty reliable, you can go to the guy, but you'll take care of it more quickly.
Or it's less complicated.
No, they're not. There's no lifting either. Midera chayiv, kosher midera chayiv. Is that chayiv to go to the yid, or is that chayiv lifting either?
Not chayiv lifting either.
Why not? The Baal is a rasha. Or does it mean any chayiv? Is that chayiv to go to the guy? All right. So explain why is he not over lifting either?
It had to be.
But he's allowed to do it. He's allowed to do work for Tzarchei Mayit. Here, the yid's not a lemberibis.
I'm allowed a lemberibis because this person is going to die.
The Taz said it's also. I'm assuming we agree with the Taz. Taz said Mitzad de Malvi is a Russia. The Malvi has no heter.
The Levi's not over for the
Eva.
He's allowed to go to the
Eid,
so he's not over for the
Eva. The Malva's allowed to do it?
The Levi, not the
Malva. Why is he not over for the Eva? The Malva's over and
not over. If he's permitted to lend from the Eid, why is this
Eva? But the Malva's not a lend for Ribbis. It's not because the Fush is him to take Ribbis. It's more than for him to take Ribbis. Is that true? The Malva has no right. It's only the Levi who has a right. I don't know. I don't remember. We dealt with this in Navi when we got to Evad and Yehoram, but somebody mentioned the Kasha.
I have another one from before, too. I don't remember the Kasha, though.
Okay.
The Malva is a Rasha.
The Malva is a Rasha.
But the Malva is not over Lifnei
Iver by going to the Malva. The Malva is not over Lifnei Iver. I would say he's over Lifnei Iver because Nefashis is Mutter. Why is he not over Lifnei Iver? Oh, that's what he's saying. So that should be Pashut again. If you're because of the fashis, you're allowed to be able to lift Eivir. That's again Pashut. It's again hard to see the Chiddush. Difficult to see. It's not lift Eivir. But the Malva is allowed to do it? Is the Malva allowed, L'chatchila, to lember Ibis?
Not,
so then it's lift Eivir. Yeah. So Lifnei Iver in your case it's Misayaya. But here's some Lifnei Iver, he was like a lember ribbis anyway. Right.
Where I know that Lavach he will be Mechal of Shabbos.
Okay, so you're doing him a favor. But here, it's not that way, because here, the Malva presumably would not otherwise have a Jew who's going to borrow Beribis, and now you're giving him the opportunity to lend Beribis, that's Lifnei Iver. But he has enough borrowers, Belavachi. So then, he has Goyisha borrowers. So it's never Lifnei Iver, it's always only Misayeh. There's never Lifnei Iver. If he has other borrowers, then the life is never Iver Lifnei Iver. Because he can lend any Iver Rivas.
But he can lend to a guy.
So guy, so I mean, right. So if he has borrowers anyway, there's no issue. All right, it needs a sort of a Hesber. Right. Rashi held that Kaneva is Yahar Valyavar. Rashi Shita of a Kamed of Samach, we had it in Navi in Shmuel. We had it in Navi Shmuel yet. But we made a siyum on Sefer Shmuel. Rabbi Yosef's wife baked a few cakes and we had it in the library in Azat, yeah. So in Shmuel Alf we had a case where David, I forgot which enemy, you remember which enemy it was? The Plishtim maybe. The Plishtim were hiding in the silos. So David Zami had to go root them out. So David had an idea, I'll burn down the silos with the soldiers inside and finished. So he sent someone to go to the Sanhedrin to ask if I'm allowed to burn down the silos And it's the way Rashi explains, Rashi Bava Kama, he asked, is Geneva Yaharg Vayavar? Rashi holds that Geneva is Yaharg Vayavar. So he's asking if you're allowed. So Sanhedrin said, it's Osir, Avalata, Melachata, Melach Peretz Geder. You're a Melach, and Melach is allowed to do it, but otherwise it's us. You see, Geneva is Yaharg Vayavar. So you might think, Baribis is also Yaharg Vayavar. Okay? For lack of a better Kiddush. No, because there was no Pruch Nefesh there. If he didn't do Pruch Nefesh, he did because he liked money.
The
Beis Lechem is talking about the Mitzvah of the Laiva.
What?
The Beis Lechem Yehuda is referring to the Lifnei Iver of the Laiva. No, I'm not. The Malva could. The Malva is making the Laiva, or the Laiva is making the Malva? No, the Malva could lend it for free. That's not Lend Baritas. That's not Lend Baritas. All right, so we have a bit of a problem with the Mechaber, but it's only a problem of Dep Shita, so at least that's a less of a problem in Halacha L'maisa. The Ramah Yids, Ayin L'Kamon Simikov Samachtes, Simikov Ayin Gimel, Dosa Luvais Berivis Tzarech Kahal, Afilu Einei Ribis Ksutza, Kalshkein Ribis Ksutza Da'aser, that for the Tzarche Hatzibur, you might think it's like Pekuch Nefashis. He says, no, you don't borrow not Rebis Rabbanan, not Rebis Deraisa, like my Elu Shinogu, Lahakel, Bukhtas, Makaimais, Lahavais, Malulavais, Latsaraka, Hal, Beribis, Ksutsa, Bein Lahem, Amashi, Yismachu, and it's incorrect, Imloi, Shinoimah, Shemachash, Ritzarchi, Kol, Pikuach Nefesh. Unless they consider the Tzairach of its Sibor to be either Pikuach Nefesh or Tzairach Mitzvah, Kamajibala, Kamon, Avalin, Lasmachazak, Kim, Latsarag Gadol. But to consider if Goth Nefash is, a person should rely on the Kimot Zerah Gadol. Okay. That's what he says.
But that
Eim
Rebis
Ketutza,
or even
Rebis Ketutza come out. Afilu Eim Rebis Ketutza.
No, but he's saying you shouldn't go with, but Kimot Zerah Gadol, and even Rebis Ketutza,
it sounds like Kufay and Beis Aleph, only Rebis Rabban. If you look at Ayin Beis Aleph, the truth is, the Ramah there says that Toiv Lassis Menach Yaisa there. He said that... He sounds like Rebis Ketutza is Mutal Tzara Gadol, but he said Toiv Lassis Menach Yaisa. In Kufayim Beis it talks about, see there it's really a different case. There the Rebis is the Tzara Chakal. The case is that you lend someone money, and not that you're using the money for Tzara Chakal. You're lending someone money so that he should do things for the call. So he says, you lend me money, I'll do it for free for the call. So that's the case. So he brings the Yeshmatim and Luvais, Mukabis Beis HaKnesses, Leishav Aleim Chul, B'loi Nechi Aisav, Etzarech Mitzvah, Mutu Beribis, Etzarech Mitzvah, V'tev Lahet Lahach Mi'alasis Menechi Aisav. It's a case in Kufayim Beis, but it doesn't come up much. And
there are those only about like a year. You're going to a Rasha, basically.
Right. This is all only by a Rasha. Right. With a guy, you're allowed to do it.
You come up with the case that the Malva is not a Russia. Don't you say, let's say, new company, you want to borrow money, but you don't have credit. So I go to my bank and they want to give me credit, and I say, like the credit card case.
Right.
You pay the bank.
He's just as much a Russia. Why is he any less a Russia? He's doing it. He's not a Russia because he's mean. He's doing a Russia because he's Ivar and Isser.
No, he's too up in effort. He's too up in effort. He's not making any money.
It's the same issue, it just feels fear. What David is saying is maybe the case is that the loiva goes to the malva and says, lend me, malva not money. The malva goes to the bank, mortgages his house, he takes it, and he gives it to the loiva, and he says, you pay the mortgage. But that's just as much a Russia. He's
that's
Eberibus Tzutza.
Maybe that's Pekuach
Nefesh. Oh, but said the malva, it's Pekuach Nefesh.
That's right.
Okay, that may be true. But why does Pekuach Nefesh take the money? Why doesn't he lose the money? Why doesn't he lose the money?
I mean, he should
pay the bank.
He should pay the interest.
I remember once reading, I don't know if I'm going to remember the punchline, I should start, but I remember reading once that someone came to another Gadol, I forgot who it was, I think it's brought in the Ger Rebbe. Someone went to him. Somebody had a tenant. A tenant, an almana with a yasim, they had no money. And the guy wasn't paying. So after a few months, he evicted him. You put them out in the street. They have money to pay. So the Rebbe called him in. The Rebbe says, how can you do such a thing? You put an Amon and a Yosem in the gas. So he told the Rebbe, listen, my rental is, let's say, $1,000 a month. You're saying that to put an almon in the street is an avla. Okay, it's an avla. So let everybody pay. I'll contribute my part. I'm only taking $20. Now you'll find some more people. Let everyone contribute to it. I have to pay the whole thing. So he says, not true. Once a mitzvah falls in your lap, you have to do it. You brought a raya from a case of Chumash. I'm just not remembering. I said, I'm not remembering the punchline. There's a case somewhere in Chumash. They brings a raya that if it falls in your lap, it's your achrayus. So I'm sorry, I'm not remembering the punchline. In the middle of the hard taz, I'll remember it. It'll pop back into my mind. But here also, I'm just saying, here also, Mava could say, why do I have to take the loss of the ribbis? You know, it's Puch Nefash. Just let everybody share the burden. We said, Mom and Shel Yisaimim, for the profit of Yisaimim, you could. See, here also, Puch Nefash, well, Puch Nefash, Mr. Rabbanon would certainly be Hutra. Yeah. I mean, there, see, the question is, we said that for Tzarchi Mitzvah, Tzarchi Ma'is Yisaimim, you're allowed to lend Beribis. So there, it said that if Yisaimim have money, the Apotropos of Yisaimim is allowed to lend with Ribbis to Rabbanon. So the Adavrami asked, what about the Laiva? How's he allowed to borrow? So it's a cloud. If the Malv is allowed to do it, the Laiva is allowed. But it's not the reverse, that if the Laiva is allowed, the Malv is allowed. Our case, the Laiva has a head to go to Fashis. That doesn't give a head to the Malv to borrow Ribbis. In the different case, that the Malva is the Pekoch Nefashis. The Malva is the Yasin. But the Yisrael have no head to have Pekoch Nefashis. But they have no head to have Ribbis Ketsutza. The Mechaber is talking Ribbis Ketsutza. Motul Lovis Ribbis Pekoch Nefashis. That was Achav and Yehairam was Ribbis Ketsutza. So,
case of Shul. What happened when the Malva comes over and says, somebody asked him for and I don't want,
please tell me that I can leave
this, I do it, but otherwise I'm not doing it.
So I would be achrai for Pekoch Nefashis to lie to you and say, yes, you could do it for Ribbis, lend him the money. And once you finish lending him the money and the person's life is saved, I will come back to you and say, I lied to you. Why did I lie? It was Pekoch Nefashis. So I lied to you. I lied to you again? I'll tell you a second time it's good. So somebody said maybe it should be like Shleitin al Delas and they put off the fascists. Maybe you're right. Yeah. Maybe we make a new takonim, they put in al Delas. Maybe that's the kavanah of the Mechaber. If we say that the Mav is allowed to do it, the Mechaber is the answer, it's just a chiddush. If you say that, you're right.
The case of the Shul is the case to do away with the problem. I mean, if you say, but if the missile falls in your lap, you're not going to. No, he put it in the New York Times. And he said, I need to borrow money in Rivers. So now there are a million people in the city.
Right. You're right. It's still awesome. I mean, that's the chiddush. You're not saying it's smutter. You're saying the chiddush is, even in such a case, all right. But the chiddush you're allowed to do it is not the chiddush. The chiddush that you're not allowed to collect afterwards is a chiddush. But that you're allowed to do it because the fush is, that's not a chiddush. Ribbon? Lending for ribbon is a... First of all, last I checked, the lav sheva ma'isa is also usur. You just don't get malchus. And secondly, you're explaining a hechatimtza where it makes sense. But it's still not a chiddush that it's mutter. Unless you, like you say, the chiddush is the mutter. I agree. That doesn't prove the teretz, so. Though.
The case of shul, when you want to take a mortgage from the bank, usually a lot of times the banks won't give them. They have to have a guarantor, like somebody else. So somebody else goes and gives them money, and he takes ribbons. And this person gets ribbons from the shul, from the people of the shul, they can claim the ribbons from them, the bank.
A guarantor is no problem with a bank, because then he's not the liver. So the bank, the shul pays. The shul's the liver. But if he borrowed money and just...
He's a guarantor, so there's no shayas and ribbis on him?
There's shayas and ribbis, but if anybody's ever a guarantor on a Jew-to-Jew loan, he should just make a Jew-to-Jew loan. If anybody has a guarantor, he's not supposed to be a guarantor without a het iska. But if he already did it, as long as the liver consistently pays and the Arav is never called upon, the worst he was over is Lysa Simon. But once he did the Lysa Simon, he already was a guarantor. People often call me. They guaranteed the child borrowed money from the bank, and they guaranteed the loan. It happens all the time. So it's an Avera. You're not allowed to guarantee a Jew's loan Beribis, because we learned an Arib is like a Malvin Aleva. However, once it's done, as long as the loiva keeps on paying and there's no default, it doesn't go to the malva, to the ariv, so there's no further issur. So nothing happened. It only becomes a problem when the ariv starts paying, and then it becomes a loan from the bank to the ariv, from the ariv to the...
You wouldn't get the call.
What?
You wouldn't get the call if wasn't that the case. You know, if it went smooth, it would...
No, sometimes people do things and later realize it's ribbis. And that's where it's very hard to...
Fix. A loan for the child. That's
what?
The parent takes the loan.
So you need to have to ask her, or else you got to pay all the interest, and your child is only going to pay the Karen. I got news for you. You shouldn't have come today. Just lost a couple $100,000, you know. Why? No, what I'm saying is, if you take a loan from the bank and lend it to a child to buy a house, you need either a head to ask her or a sale lease agreement. That's a problem. The bank is lending you, and you're lending the child. That's a problem. Now, if the child is the borrower of record, and you're the guarantor, so then it's an issur of sesimon. You shouldn't have signed such a thing without a het iska. But once you did it, as long as the child keeps on paying, even if you're given the money to pay, but the bank doesn't go to the guarantor, so there's no further problem.
Even if I give him the money to pay, therefore I am paying him.
If the loan is to you, and the child pays the ribbis, it's a problem. It can still be corrected. It can be corrected. However, it can only be corrected the first 5-6 years of the loan, because eventually the amount the child paid becomes so much that it's very hard to correct it.
But, what's the guarantee if it's to
a guarantor? It's a little complicated to go into. A guarantor in the United States is an Arav Kablan. In Shas, there are three types of guarantors. Okay, there's a Arav Stam. Arav Stam means that you can't come to me unless you take the borrower to Besdin first. He has to default in court or in Besdin, and then you go to the Arav. That's an Arav in the time of Shas. Arav Kablin is an Arav to whom the lender is allowed to go. He's not obligated to take the borrower to court. If the borrower fails to pay, he's allowed to go directly to the guarantor, which is the case in all the guarantors here in the United States. And that's also the Arav Kablin. If the Arav Kablin pays, he becomes the borrower. And then when the loiva wants to repay the Arav, he cannot repay him the ribbis, because in effect, he became the borrower and he's the lender to the borrower of record.
So if it doesn't happen, it's okay, though.
If it doesn't happen, it's okay. The SEMO was still lost. He still shouldn't have signed it.
Like
the SEMO, he made an agreement, yeah. But,
it's only about the labor wants to repay the ARIF.
Yeah, if the labor doesn't repay the ARIF,
it's not. The father starts paying.
It has to be, if you're aware of it, there's no problem. Because very often when a son buys and the father guarantees, very often the father gives the down payment or part of the down payment. There are many ways to structure what's taking place to make it mutter. But if you're not aware of it, and you do your structure in the authentic way, it's a problem.
You set it up as that's rental,
that's a sale lease agreement. You could set it up that way.
Pay the amount of money, the mortgage.
It's right. The best way to set it up. You have to come on to that disc, and you have to be aware of it to set it up that way.
What kind of loan is that to any money?
Raw kara davua doesn't mean that if your son owes someone money, you have to pay. Only if you guaranteed his money. If you didn't guarantee, you know, I'm a guarantee. Where, by Yehoram Nevadia? Of course there's a schaivus of the Karen. What's the shame? No, the tribune, what's if Nevadia died? No. The halacha, it's an important idea for Shas. The halacha is if a man dies and he has a net, his estate is negative, it's a net liability, the children are not obligated to pay the parents' chayvus. If a father died and he had his net value of his estate was liability, the children are not obligated to pay. If he left over assets. The Dina de Gemara is that only karka is meshuvit. You have it very often in the Bavis, where a man died, he left $1 million cash, and he owes money in the grocery. So the Dina de Gemara is the children don't have to pay. The children only have to pay if karka is meshuvit, even if it wasn't sold. Only if karka is meshuvit. The man can leave $1 million, and he owes $10 someplace. The children, Dina de Gemara, are not obligated to pay. The Ga'ayin made a takana, which the Rambam brings, because people are not going to want to lend to elderly people or sick people, because the children are not obligated to pay. So it's a takana de Rabbanon, that as long as there were net assets in the estate, that even cash or anything else is meshuvit. So lemaisit's one way, and Dina de Gemara is a different way. The Gemara, people are surprised, they read the Gemara, and it says the father left karka, then the children have to pay. That's the Dina de Gemara. Okay, Sif Chav Gimel is the last Sif, and it's an important Sif. Just I want to remind you, you've had in Gemara the concept of Teva Sana Mamin, or Teva Sana Einei Mamin. There's a machlokes all over Shas about Teva Sana. Teva Sana, in the Gemara's case, typically, is I have Truma. I have a right to give it to whomever I like. That's called Teva Sana, it's mine. I can give the Truma to whoever I want. If a Kayin comes and takes it, or someone goes and gives my truma to a kohen without my permission, so he didn't make me lose money. That money or that that produce I was going to give to the kohenim anyway. However, he robbed me of my teva sanah. I lost the fact that I can choose to whom to give it. I can choose to whom to give it. He has to pay me what teva sanah. So machleks in the gemara, teva sanah mamin. Does he have to pay me? We have to estimate the value. How much would a person pay for the right to give away someone else's truma? Well, Teva Sana Einei Mamin, and he doesn't owe me anything. Well, I'm just that machlokes is not the discussion for today. But a nafkamina la halacha lemaisa is here in the Shulchan Aruch. Let's see what it says. Hamalve mois al minos. He lends money on the condition. Shekol malacha shetave liyadai yitin oisa lamalva la saisa. Now, what does that mean? The Beis Yosef says this means that I have a grocery. You don't shop at my grocery. You come to me for a loan. I tell you, look, I'll lend you the money, but you know, well, why don't you shop at my grocery? You shop at other people's grocery. I have the same prices. So we say, I'll lend you the money, but you got to shop by me. Or I'm a plumber. I lend you money. I say, you know, when you need a plumbing job, give me a call. I don't mean I'm giving you for free. I mean, I'll charge you a fair marketplace. Right?
I'll give you credit.
I say, I'll give you credit. We'll talk about that as well. Here, so even when you'll pay, I'm lending you money. You have to buy a house. I'll lend you $50,000. No ribbis. But, you know, shop in my store. Now, logically, there's no ribbis. You're coming to my store. You're paying the fair market price for whatever you buy. You're not losing anything. Shulchan Aruch says, Hamav amais, aminah shekol malach shetavi liyadai yitir oisa lamalva lasaisa. If you have any work or any business, you'll give it to me, Osir. The Rama says, L'man dama teva sanah hava mamin, nikri ribis ktsutsa. If you hold teva sanah mamin, so what are you doing? You're obligating yourself to swallow the teva sanah. You have a right to go shop wherever you like, and you're saying, okay, I obligate myself to shop in your store, and now, so that's teva sanah. So if you hold teva sanah mamin, it's ribis ktsutsa. Sounds like if you hold teva sanah einai mamin, then it's Mr. Rabbanan. That's what it sounds like. The sharp kitsutza means I'm lending you beribis on the condition you buy your groceries in my store. So it's kotsuts that you have to shop in my store. The Taita Sana you had till now, you can shop wherever you want. You now you're surrendering it and you obligate yourself to shop by me. So the ribis is the Taita Sana, not the shopping. The shopping, you didn't lose any money.
What's the difference between good morning? You said beforehand. You said, what's the difference?
So it should be no worse than good morning. That's the Sharmish, but says, even if you all Tevis Hano Lav Mamin, it's no worse than Ribis Tavarim. That's what he says. You can't say Tevis Hano Lav Mamin makes it mutter. Just makes it Ribis Tavarim. That's what he says. So the Taz today is in a combative mood. The Taz argues with this Machaber. So let's see. Let's try to follow the Taz. The Taz, let me speak it out because it's a long Taz, I might lose you. The Taz says, he doesn't argue with Tzara Svara. Taz Chav Beis, the last Taz here. He has a kasha from Simen Kuf Ayin Beis. Listen to the case, listen carefully, and we'll see if you chap how to answer the Taz's kasha. In Sima Kufayin Beis, Sif Dalid, there's a case as follows. There's a man who has, he's a bachayv. He owns a house. I'd love to buy his house. You know, I offer him $1 million for his house. He says he's not selling. That's where he lives. Now, this guy's having financial problems. So I go over to him. I say, look, you want to borrow money? I'll lend you money. I'll lend you $100,000. Try to, you know, he owes money on the mortgage. He owes money on the taxes. I go over to him. I say, here's $100,000. But one condition. If you save yourself, so you just owe me $100,000. If at the end of the day you have to sell the house, this $100,000 should be a down payment, and you got to sell it to me. You can't sell it to anybody else. A fair market value, whatever the value is, you have to sell it to me, and that's it. So that, it says it's mutter in Kufayin Beis. It says I'm allowed to do it. What? One second, good. So the Kasha Detas says he's giving up the Taiva Sanoa. I'm lending him $100,000. And I'm lending him the money on the condition that when it comes time to sell, he has to sell to me. That's the kasha. Now, if you look in the Taz, the first two lines, Akal Shaina, he's quoting the Beis Yosef. And then he says, Ilulei Peh Kadosh, Hayisiyaymer Dehete Gomeru. Were it not for the fact that the holy mouth of the Beis Yosef said this, I would say it's mutter. Varaya Barurim, Dibriya Talmud, Huba Vishulchan Arasim, and Kofayim Beis, if Dalit, Imama Hamavala Loiver. If the Malva tells the Loiva, Im Timkar, if you are going to sell this karka, karka shalach, like Timkar, don't sell it, Elo li, Bishavius, with proper value. Va'manas kenani Malvalach, the mutter. Hainu mamish hachto hacha. That's mamish the case here. That's what he's saying. the Gemara says, if you lend somebody money beribis on the condition he gives you the truma, you're a kayin. On the condition you give him the truma, that's aser. So why is that aser if Tevis Adah is mutter? What's the answer? Because there, right, it's a full benefit to the Kayan. He's getting the truma. In the case of truma. There, the Kayan gets a lot. He's not just getting the Tevis Adah, he's getting the truma. He says, therefore, it's mutter. Now, the Chavis Das answers his kasha. His kasha was from Kufayim Beis, where I say, I'm lending you money, and if you end up selling the house, you have to sell it to me. He says, there it's different. There, I'm giving you money, but tonight. If it goes this way, it's a halvah. If it goes the other way, it's a down payment. On the side, it's a down payment. It's not a halvah. That's what I'm telling you. I'm telling you, I'm giving you $100,000. If you manage to bail yourself out, it's a loan, you owe me $100,000. If you don't bail yourself out, then it's a down payment. If it's a down payment, it's not a loan. So therefore, the Chavis Das says that's why it's mutter.
But it's still
Tevis Hanah, that he agreed to sell you the house instead of somebody else. So it's a Tevis Hanah, not for a loan. It's a type of sadah for the possibility of a loan, which never came to pass. If it ends up being a loan, then I don't get the type of sadah. If it doesn't, then I do. Now you could be mefakfeh, that still, I'm giving you a loan, I'm giving you a tzarechad of a loan, on the condition for consideration. But the Chavis Das says, it's the mice, it's not comparable.
So you have to have a
you can't compare it.
All these contingencies? Make it legal.
You have to get a lawyer, and Mark wants to point out, if you ever do this, you got to hire a lawyer and and make sure that you draw up the documents correctly. Okay. What? It creates difficulties. You can't take rivers. I'll tell you, what you're saying is right. Well, let me ask you a shayla. We don't pass like the Taz. Everybody passes like the Mechaber. It's awesome. Now, here's the question. So, I don't think anybody would borrow Beribis and make a stipulation, Al Minos, you use me as my business. We understand that's awesome. What happens if someone lent me Beribis? I never shopped in a store. It's not the closest store to my house. It's around the corner. Ilami Baribis. Now I feel on my own indebted to him. I want to start shopping in this store. Ilami without Ribis, I'm sorry. Ilami without Ribis. He gave me a free loan. I feel grateful. Should I shop in the store? So look at the Ramah. Look at the Ramah says. We stop at the beginning of the Ramah. Laman do Omar Tavis Anoa Havi Mamin. Mikri Ribis Ksutza. Just for the record, Taz Nun Gra Nun Hey says we pass in Tavis Anoa Lav Mamin. The end of Taz Nun Hey, he says, Ayin Chayshim Mishpat Shapasa De'ina Mamin. Tashim Machalik is a Chayshim Mishpat. But the end of Ber Agra Nun Hey, he says we pass in Tavis Anoa is not Mamin. But be that as it may. May Akash Hisnu Mitchila Bakach. Vafilu Loi Hisnu Mitchila. Even if they didn't make this condition, im einay rogo lases b'lav hachi, if he never shopped there till now, oser. That's hard. Okay, kol tayves hano. Avol, kol echad magzik tayve l'chaveira. But if they're just friendly, l'pamim loiv l'mal v'pamim l'hepach, shari. If, I never knew the guy. You know, and I live in Brooklyn, I'll say good morning if I don't know him. Now that I know him, we're magzik tayve to each other. I don't do it because I'm a shubit to him. Now I know him. So he says hello and I say hello. So that's okay. A new store is different. It's not nicker that it's ribbis. But I'll say it's a store I never used. And now he lent me money. I feel grateful. So the what it says here in Halach is that that's also, that's what it says here in the... Now.
The store gives me credit. The store gives me credit.
The what?
So here,
let me tell you, this shaila is a difficult shaila in the following case. Now listen clearly, because something is going to come out to be ridiculous, but we have to answer it. I want to give you two shailas, shaila one and shaila two. So I want to start with something less ridiculous and get something more ridiculous. Let's say in my store, I have a sign, I only give credit, a minimum purchase of $100. I say $100 because some stores say minimum purchase $5, $10. So it's not worth the pachkarai. And that's why they're doing it. But let's say, I don't want to give ribbis. I don't want to give credit if it's worth it for me. Someone does $100 worth of business of gross shopping, I'll do it. So hang up a sign, credit, minimum purchase $100. Now, l'chaira, that's a problem. Because I'm telling someone, I'll only lend you money if you shop $100 worth of product in my store. If you want to buy $70 worth of product, I'm telling you, no credit unless you give me another $30 worth of business. L'chayra, that's awesome. Pashtus, that's awesome, because I'm telling you, now if someone walks into such a store and he fills up his wagon and he goes and it's $150 anyway and then he notices the sign, I would assume he's allowed to do it. But let's say he goes into a store, he fills up his card, he got $70 worth, he sees it, says you got to do $100 to get credit, so he goes, he buys $30 more. No loss, just, you know, you got to schlep a little more. That would seem to be usur, according to what we're saying. And that, I could show you in the Bris Yehuda, he says it's a problem. It's a problem because you're only going to lend me money if I shop a certain amount. Now that, to deal with. Here's the shaila. What happens if I only give credit to you? I have a store, and I give credit to my customers. But I only give you credit if you shop by me. If you shop at the grocer across the street, I'm not giving you any credit. Right? I have a competitor across the street. I'm grocery number one. I have a competitor across the street. So I'm not going to give credit if you go shop by my competitor. Right? I'm only giving credit if you shop by me. Shop by me, I'll give you credit. You shop by him, I'm not going to give you credit. What's the heter to do that? What's the heter? Right, I have Glatmart. So Glatmart, I assume they give credit to the. They have a credit for customers. So now Mountain Fruit opens up 3 blocks away. He's upset. You're opening 3 blocks for me. So someone comes in. He says, "Can I borrow $100? I want to shop in Mountain Fruit." I say, "What are you nuts?" He says, "What do you mean? When I shop by you, you give me credit. So now because I'm shopping by him, you don't give me credit. Isn't that ribbis? That's Tavis Hanoi. You're only lending me money. I'm an us. I shop by you." Now, it sounds like a ridiculous shaila, and I agree. But what's the answer? How do you answer the question? How can I give credit to customers only? How can I give credit to customers? It's a hava, they shop. All right, you can tell me, derech mekachem em kesed rabbanon. Tevis hanon, we pass lot of tevis hanon, it's sud rabbanon. But mishuras hadin, what's the explanation? What? He only lends groceries. but you're not really lending the groceries, you're giving credit on the Mecca Chumem car. He doesn't owe you groceries, he owes you cash. He owes you cash. If the grocery value fluctuates, he still owes you that amount of cash, right? Try it. Why tackle it? I agree.
And then a month later, I say, you lend me money.
That's ribbis mugdames. Ribbis mugdames only if it's nicker. If we speak out, if you come to me and say, you know, I gave you a present, lend me money, that's awesome.
No, I don't say.
You don't say. So that's ribbis mugdames. If it's not nicker. But I'm speaking it out. I'm speaking out. I'm only lending you money.
I'm going to the store, and I just checked it out. The guy said, hey,
good. Okay. Said, hey, I hear what you're saying.
Credit.
What happens if I go into the store? I say, I'm going to shop down the block. You give me cash, credit. Well, what's it then? I mean, you're just saying that the person who goes in, it's ribbis mugdames. He's sort of giving him the type of son anyway. And now, could be. All right. So now let's answer the second question. What?
The grocer is in the business of being the bank. Purchase money, it's not money.
But you know, I talk and don't understand why all the grocers in our neighborhood are expected to be bankers. It's the custom of grocers, you buy on credit, you write it down. I think grocers probably they have $100,000 out at any given time. Why do grocers have to be bankers? You're right. It's purchase money. So in other words, I'm only a banker if you buy by me. So I'm asking you, how am I allowed to be a banker only to people who are my customers? What's the head to it? What?
Because they're buying. That's the condition.
I understand, but that condition seems to be a problem. I'm not going to lend someone money only if he buys by me. That can't be a condition to a loan. But what you're saying is, you already buy by me, so I already like you, so I'm lending you. I'm not making the condition. That could be. True, it's true. That makes it into ribbis d'rabbanan. Derech mecha chumem kar makes it ribbis d'rabbanan, but it still seems like something that should be aser. Seems like I don't see an exception for ribbis d'rabbanan.
Then you can't give anybody any credit.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. I started by saying it's a ridiculous shaila. Can't be, but just technically. Yeah, but it's not sub-sub. Sub-sub means I lend the groceries. He has to give me the value of the groceries at the time he pays. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying you owe me $100 and then 22 cents, whatever the bill was. I'm not saying you owe me a dozen eggs. Then if the price of eggs fluctuate, that's sub-sub. Sub-sub is I'm lending you a dozen eggs, give me back a dozen eggs. If I say I'm lending you a dozen eggs, give me the current value, that's not sub-sub. And sub-sub is merchandise for merchandise, which is problematic. See, sometimes it's a small dollar amount, and everyone realizes $10, $15. Everyone realizes that it's just a patchkarai, the record keeping, right, and the whole thing. So, on a $10 sale, you make $2. It's just not worth it for $2 to keep a record and to bill and to the whole thing, and you lose your 1% anyway, and it's just not worth it. So then I understand it's obvious that's not because of the tircha. That's the way most businesses have it. But anyway, these are the two.
If it's not nicker, he doesn't have two prices.
You know, in the gas stations, it says cash discount. Why does it say cash discount? There's a law in New York State, it's against the law to charge extra for credit. It's against the law to charge extra for credit. So the gas stations don't charge extra for credit. They give a discount for cash. It's not against the law to give a discount for cash. So they give a discount for cash, and that way they skirt the law. Now the truth is that in Hilchos Ribbis, in theory, if you give a discount for cash, it should be mutter. And if and credit, you now charge more for credit, that's ribbis. But if you're giving the fair market value for credit and a discount for cash, it should be mutter. The Chas V'Shalom says lemaisa it's mutter. However, it's never, almost never clear such a thing. If you have a package of Wise potato chips that's stamped on it 25 cents or 50 cents, and the store says, for cash, I'll do a 45 cents, so you have a Chas V'Shalom to rely on. But in most cases, it's not clear if it's a cash discount or a credit surcharge. Which one is it? Just because they call it a discount, that doesn't mean anything. So it's really not clear which way it is. Those who want to be matir, there are stores that have Wednesday only cash and carry. Grocers are not busy on Wednesdays. They have Wednesday only 10% off cash and carry. So to buy cash, you're certainly allowed. Are you allowed to buy on credit? Pashtus, no. There are two prices, one for cash, one for credit. Those who want to be melamed zchus point to the Chachmas Adam, and they say this is a true cash discount. Yeah, he doesn't change the prices. The Tuesday and Thursday price is stamped exactly the same. They don't re-stamp their items. It's stamped with a steady price. And Wednesday, it's a clear cash discount. All right, so you have the Chachmas Adam to rely on. It's not ma'is, it's not poshut. They are chayokim, but so if it's clearly a cash discount, I can hear. But typically, it's not clear. And not clear.
I thought in business like the 2%.
What?
I thought in business like the 2% cash discount, you have a net 34%, then
It's problematic.
Why?
Because it's not clear that it's really a discount. Which is the real price? Which is the real price? Is the real price the discounted price or the going price? I hear. They can say, look at that, can I get up a sign? We charge 10% less for cash. It's not new or ribis. It's this way. I don't have to pay income tax. I can avoid income tax. It's worth 10% to me. So that's why I'm just passing on. So, you know, I don't know. Maybe, you know. Maybe. What? I'm saying Athene Ribis. Athene Ribis, maybe. I mean, Athene Ribis, it could be that there's such a thing. There's a wholesale price and a retail price. If it's not contingent on credit, the credit is not contingent on paying the higher price. If you have a wholesaler, he says if you buy a credit, you got to pay retail price. That's a problem. You know, if it's not clear that we're dealing with a discount. Okay, now we've come to the end of Siman Kuf Samach. Did I finish the Ramah? I didn't solve the Shiloh with the grocer. I don't know. I told you it's like a ridiculous question, but I don't know what the answer is. I don't know. Unless, like David says, by the time you shopped and you came to the counter, once you shopped, came to the counter, said, put it on my book, and they said, no, it's only have $70 worth. Just give me a minute. I'll go get another $30 worth. So then you just sort of be masking that's problematic. So maybe. It sounds like something wrong with the Shiloh. I'm not sure what it is. Yes? Sorry, what? It's very similar. It's a two-way. Yeah. It's very hard. It's really a question. Sometimes you just get to know someone. So Mamela, you shop by him. Mamela, you're friendly with him. Mamela, give him rides. If you see a friend waiting at the bus stops, you pick him up. If you see a stranger, if you see a yid, you should pick him up anyway, but people don't. If you see someone you know, you do. So he lent me money, so I know him. I'm not picking him up because he lent me money. I pick up anybody I know. So it could be, it's not ketsutza, if it's not nicker, so it could be it's like a mutter. So shopping in his store, if it's not nicker, could be it's mutter. The Ramah said, im einei rogel balafachi, if he's not doing the balafachi, the Ramah considers it to be nicker. It's nicker that you started shopping there for this reason. What? Becoming rogel is a shaila. It became rogel after the loan. That's the problem. It seems to be an exchange for the loan. You lent me money. If he did, yeah, that's mutter. If someone lent my relative, I'm allowed to go and shop by him because of it. It's not a ribbis ktsutza, and I'm even allowed to give him ribbis ktsutza. I can even, not ktsutza, but I can even give him money that he should lend my relative. So I certainly could shop by him if he lends my relative. I'm talking about the loiva himself. in a place where it's nicker, it's a problem. It's the form of berurim in the Ramah. If I'm not rogel to shop by someone, he lends me money, I can't start shopping by him because of him. So that's what Ramah says. From now on, you can't be rogel. It had to be rogel balav hachi. You had to be rogel before the loan. That's what Ramah says, rogel balav hachi. Not somebody that has value. And if it's Rubis Devarim, you can't do Rubis Devarim either. You can't send Mishlach Manas all of a sudden. You let your money.
So,
if you don't plan to do that, it's typically not the case. You can return it the next day. Maybe. I don't know. And then that's a way of outfoxing that thing. All right, my plan for tomorrow, not for tomorrow, for next Sunday, we finished Kuf Samach. I'd like to do next Sunday is to give you to bring in a Het Iskar and discuss Het Iskar. The main problem I have personally is with people who do loans. Sometimes there is no Het Iskar, so it's a little easy to deal with. Sometimes it's not what they want, but there is no Het Iskar, it's easy to deal with. I have problems. Somebody came last night with a case with a large amount of money, and at the loan they said, "We'll do it up Het Iskar. We'll write a Het Iskar later." Halacha is, you're supposed to write the Het Iskar by time of the loan. If you verbally agreed that this is Alpi Het Iskar, so we allow it b'di'evit. But I asked the person, what is a Het Iskar? He doesn't know. Ramesha writes that if someone thinks a Het Iskar is like a kameya, you wave it at a loan and it turns into a mutter, so Ramesha holds it's nothing. Ramesha holds even b'di'evit it's nothing, even if you sign the document. That if you just think Het Iskar is a magic thing, you wave it and it becomes mutter. So this is a major problem that I have. So I tell people, you know, Ramesh tells you how to do this, you want to sign on the others, and so what are you going to do? You know, they say, there's someone to rely on good. You know, like, I'm very uncomfortable dealing with people who have no clue what a Het Iskar is. And they if they sign a Het Iskar, maybe you could say, you know, it says that when you're at a wedding, the Eidim signed the Ksuba, they don't have to read the Ksuba. The truth is, even if they read it, it doesn't help. In our ksuba, we don't write all the things the Gemara says. I don't know if it ever bothered you. You know, it says ksuba's been in dichrin, the havlochim inoi, and etc. It doesn't say that in our ksuba. Our ksuba says kemini gavrin yudan. It has a catch-all phrase that this ksuba is kemini gavrin yudan, and then there's Tosis ksuba, and there's nisay tzeren barazel in there. Did you know that you have a ksuba? Anybody knew you have nisay tzeren barazel written into your ksuba? And you signed it, and Adam signed it without reading it. The Ramah says you don't have to tell the Adam to read it. Some people are makbid. Ramah says not to be makbid. The Adam should be makbid to read it. The Masadr is not supposed to be makbid that the Adam should read it. The Ramah says shaloi loitilaz are most ksubis with Adam signed without reading it. So how do you let it do it? It says din chayshemishpat that if Adam signed on the smach of the malvin loiva, they didn't read it. Malvin loiva says lending me money, sign it. And they sign it. I hope they didn't sign, you know, just gave away the house, but assuming that's really what it was. So Shulchan Aruch says if they sign on the smach of people who tell them to sign, it's good enough. So if people actually sign a Het Iskar and they don't know what it is, so it's a big limud zchus, assuming they're from Yidden. It's a limud zchus that the taka don't know what it is. They know it's a device by which we can be matter their transaction. So whatever it says, they're masking to blindly. All right. But when they just say, Api Het Iskar, they say the words, very, very difficult. A very, very hard thing. And last night I had someone who came to me with it. I told them, look, you and the other person are going to Beis Din anyway. So do me a favor. Tell the Beis Din to decide the Het Iskar Shaila. Oh, you're coming to me. To go and go on a limb against Rabbi Yishu who says it doesn't work. Very hard. Anyway, so we're going to rectify that. Next week, Yitz Hashem, we're going to bring in a Het Iskar or two. And we'll deal with an understanding of the Het Iskar.